Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just two Republican delegates from Massachusetts made the trip to North Carolina this week to formally nominate Donald Trump for re-election. They are Amy Carnevale of Marblehead, a government affairs advisor and Republican state committee woman, and Todd Taylor, a Chelsea city councilor, also a member of the Republican state committee. While critics say the Republican National Convention is focused on attacks and fear-mongering, Taylor points to Monday's speech by the GOP's only black U.S. senator, South Carolina's Tim Scott, who rose up from poverty.
Going from cotton to Congress, I mean, in one lifetime, is really the message of the Republican Party as far as anyone who wants to can make it in this society, and they can rise from the very low to the very high.
The economy, not in good shape right now. Joblessness is at 10%. Many people are hurting. Should Donald Trump be blamed for this, Amy?
We were doing great under the Trump administration until COVID-19 hit. And I think once we're past the point that we can protect the health and safety of Americans and get people back to work, that we'll see the economy rebound. I think it's only a temporary setback.
And Todd?
I own a hospitality staffing company. My company had the best January and February that I have ever had being in business for 17 years. And the COVID obviously is the reason for all of this. And under our system of federalism, I think the governors really have the power here instead of the president. I really can't think of much more that he could have done than what he's already done.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit, because the president says he took decisive action that saved lives, but some people think that that argument doesn't hold water when you look at our infection rate and our death rate compared to other developed countries where the death and infection rates are much lower than in the U.S. So how is it that the president cannot take some responsibility for this? And isn't that what a leader is supposed to do?
So I think it's hard to blame a virus on a leader. And I would just point out, hindsight is always 20/20. You know, could he have done more? Perhaps. But it's tough to know when you're balancing American jobs and livelihoods.
Todd, you're a Republican city councilor in the immigrant-rich city of Chelsea, where nearly 80% of the electorate voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Considering the president's very tough stand on immigrants over the past 4 years, what's your message to voters in Chelsea that went for the Democrat in 2016?
We need to come to some sort of an agreement about the Dreamers and others who have been in this country and have otherwise been good citizens. My main concern is getting violent people who cause trouble out of the country, who are not supposed to be here. And really, those people affect immigrant communities the most. I mean, you'd be surprised how many Latinos there actually are in Chelsea who support the president.
Amy, a lot of analysts think that Donald Trump is in trouble with suburban women in this election, a group of voters that he did well with in 2016. Do you see that suburban women have turned against President Trump or not? And what does he have to say to shore up that demographic this week at the convention?
I do typify a suburban woman myself. I live on the North Shore. I'm married with three children. At the end of the day, I think women and men want to see their kids back in school, and they want to see the economy recover. And I think physical security is also important as well. So I think it's the message of economic security, physical security, and education, frankly. And right now, I don't think the Democrats have a strong message on any one of those three issues.
Some analysts say that so far the Republican convention has been about scaring Americans about Democrats and Joe Biden, warning that America will go far left under a Biden administration. Do you believe that? And if so, why? Todd?
Well, I don't think President Trump or the Republican Party needs to scare the American people. I think the television pictures from Portland and Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Louis, all these pictures of violence, chaos, looting, is scary enough. Yet we didn't hear one word about it from the Democrats at their convention.
What's the number one thing President Trump needs to do or say between now and Election Day in order to win the election?
There's a long laundry list of things that he has accomplished that he needs to focus on. He can't always be, you know, kind of trolling the other side. He really has been an incredible president in the fact that in the face of unprecedented obstruction, he has accomplished so much, both in domestic and foreign policy. That's legitimate. That's not scaremongering.
But, you know, Todd, the president clearly trolls the other side every day. And we're in the middle of a Republican convention for which there's no new platform, because the platform for this year is the same as the platform in 2016. So how do voters know what the future is under Donald Trump, given all that?
The platform hasn't changed because the goals are still the same. We're still the same party as we were, I think, in 2016, only more so.
Polling shows Donald Trump well behind Joe Biden nationally by at or near a double-digit margin. Do you buy that? Do you sense that President Trump is in trouble this fall?
I absolutely do not buy that he is behind, because I think if you look at the states that will really make the difference in this election, he is within the margin of error, and that's higher than where he was 4 years ago. So, you know, given the number of people that we found 4 years ago who did not respond to polls, did not answer polls, and who tended to be Trump supporters, I think we're going to see even a larger margin of victory this time around.
Thanks to both of you for speaking this week during the Republican convention. Amy Carnevale of Marblehead, a government affairs advisor and Republican state committee woman. Amy, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
And Todd Taylor, Chelsea city councilor and also a member of the Republican state committee. Thanks to you, Todd.
Thank you very much for having us. It was a pleasure.